This first room is dedicated to the primal scenes, that is, to those events and images from Leonore Feeney's childhood and adolescence that left an indelible mark on her imagination, becoming true conceptual pillars of her work. Look carefully at Orange Sphinx, Winged Sphinx, 1973. The Sphinx, with its lioness body and woman's face, is a recurring figure in Feeney's iconography, almost an alter ego. The artist was fascinated by this mythological creature since she was a child, when in Trieste she admired the statues and architectural decorations that populated the city. The Sphinx of Miramar Castle, in particular, an imposing pink porphyry sculpture from Egypt, became for her a symbol of strength, mystery, and independence. Notice how, in this work, the Sphinx is painted in a bright orange, a color that conveys energy and vitality. The outstretched wings suggest a sense of freedom and power, as if the creature were ready to take flight towards another world, a world of dream and magic. The Sphinx, for Feeney, is not a monster to be feared, but an enigmatic and fascinating figure, which embodies the ambiguity and complexity of the human being. Turn your gaze to Travellers at Rest, 1978. The figures depicted introduce us to the theme of blindness, an experience that profoundly marked Leonore Feeney during her adolescence. The scene, set in a dreamlike landscape, almost a classical ruin, presents figures, travellers, limited in their ability to see. This visual limitation refers to the episode in which, at 16, Feeney was forced into immobility and darkness due to a serious eye infection. During that period, she developed a heightened tactile and auditory sensitivity, exploring the world through different perceptions. This amplified sensory experience, combined with isolation, resulted in a rich inner imagination, which profoundly influenced her subsequent artistic production.